I'm waiting for the giggle.
Hi.
There we go. It works every time. I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, welcome everybody to the ICANN Attitude, or as those of us who are not exactly the fastest learners, we're calling it ICANN 8, because some of us have had to ante up 8 times. This is our 8th time, and some of us are going, holy smokes, boy, these guys are really, really slow learners. No, we just recognize a good thing. Right?
That's right.
There we go. I know Jeannie Zeden is one of our long timers. And I'll tell you, this is going to be, I think I said this last time, that was, I couldn't believe the caliber of people. And as I look at the texts that I received today and the responses, my favorite one was somebody said to me via text, I'm in, comma, no, I'm all in.
Oh, good.
And that's the way I feel about this. So, without further ado, let's find out, and all I really need to know, let me get to the right page here, all I really want to know is, and in no order whatsoever, actually let's keep it somewhat symmetrical here. Let's start on the West Coast. That way we'll just work our way east. Let's find out who is on the line. Okay? So,
Ralph.
Ralph Powers from Camano Island, Washington. Correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Ralph. And we've got Vance on, obviously. And,
Mother.
Parental unit. Female parental unit. Mom is on. Okay. Larry. I heard Joanne and I heard Larry.
Yep. Corbett.
Catherine Tobis.
Good evening, Catherine.
Good evening.
And it's Central California, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vera.
Good evening, Vera.
Hi. On Monday.
And just for the record, Vera, for those of you who have never met Vera Prestrednik, she's not Texan. Okay? You may wonder where that accent comes from. She's our token representative of the Eastern Bloc countries, formerly known as Czechoslovakia, now known as the Czech Republic.
I'm American, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Amazing story that we'll save for a later day. Okay, let's keep heading east. Have we made it to Arizona yet?
Jeannie in Phoenix, Arizona.
Jeannie?
Phoenix, Arizona.
And Janice? Wonderful. Okay, I think that covers West Coast time. How about, I don't know if we have any mountain timers.
You do, Selena.
Well,
oh, good evening, Selena. That's right.
I'm in Bigfield, Colorado.
Okay.
This is Pauline Thomas. I'm in Colorado, too, but I live in Iowa.
Dunkerton, Iowa.
Yeah.
I don't know where Dunkerton is, but you always say it every Saturday morning when you introduce yourself, so it's kind of like, well, I associate Dunkerton with Colleen.
Ah, okay. It's near Waterloo, northeastern Iowa.
Oh, I know exactly where it's at now.
Okay.
Where's Vera from? I mean, I know she's from the Czech Republic.
Ah, Portland, Oregon. We got a whole, we kind of got a real ragamuffin group from the Portland, Oregon area.
Okay.
So, which should really, you know, take things off here. But, okay, so how about Central?
Dee Welsh, Chicago area.
Good evening, Dee.
Liz Coker, Bastrop, Texas.
Good evening, Liz.
Good
Any other central time zoners besides Dee and Liz? Okay. Now, this is where it's going to get really crazy. I know, Rita, I'll save you the time. I know you're on, so I'll let you. Rita's the small but mighty one, short in stature but big in spirit, and I know she's on the line. So who else on the East Coast time zone?
Sandra.
And.
Okay, I got Sandra.
No. Ann Brianza from Meredith, New Hampshire.
Good evening, Ann.
And Suzanne Steele. We've got New Hampshire just covered tonight.
Good evening, Suzanne.
Hey, Dan.
Gary's here in Portland, Maine.
Good evening, Gary.
This is Tyra Andrews, New Jersey.
Good evening, Tyra.
Hello.
Okay, did I miss anybody else?
This is Laurie Jones down in South Carolina.
I missed the first name again.
Laurie Jones in South Carolina.
Good evening, Laurie. You know what's really fun about having you on, Laurie, is now we have more than just one family connection. Actually, we have several. And this is really, really exciting. Okay. Everybody accounted for?
Yep.
I think so. Okay. Well, as I was praying how we're going to get this session underway, there was one thing, as I was explaining it to my brother just a few minutes ago, I said, since all this is, it's right out of something that the Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians, and in Philippians 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you. And the I can attitude is all about having the right mindset. And the rest of that verse says, you know, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, and it gives this whole long, almost like an Apostles' Creed. And as I sat today and this morning and the last few days, I thought, I've got to start this out the right way, and that's what I'm going to do. God, thank you for the wisdom that you're going to teach us through this course, and thank you for the growth in our own lives and in our family, and then what will spill out of that will be the growth in our Nikon business. We give it all to you, because this would not happen without at all. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
A couple quick housekeeping things before we hear what you want to get out of this program. Okay? And I actually started a list, because I thought if I don't have, then people are going to be asking me. If you've never, or if you have before, taken part, and if you, by the way, little thing, anytime you get on a conference call, all conference calls are the same. The codes are the same. It doesn't matter what number you dial, they're all the same. So that being the case, if you're in an area where there's background noise, or, you know, a spouse walks in the room, or a child, or a grandchild, or it's out of your control, star 6. Just hit star 6 on your phone, or if you're on a cell phone, hit the mute button. Because every little bit of noise,
it picks up,
exactly. And if you're talking to your favorite spouse and you're giving directions because they're not listening for the umpteenth time, and you get a little heated, we can hear it all. Toilet flushing, cooking on the stove, kids being disciplined, trust me, I've got it all, 15 years worth recorded. So, star 6 will mute your line. On the website, Saturday AM Live, apologize that I don't have one that's titled I Can or I Can Attitude, but Saturday AM Live is the website where Steve Crowfoot, our master webmaster, has archived all 12 lessons. They're in reverse order, and some of you have already been there and checked it out. If you're repeating it, adding up again, you know this. but there's a little tab that says I can. Saturday, www.saturdayamlive.com, and there's a little tab that says I can, and that's where you're going to find all 12 lessons. So we're going to start at the bottom, obviously, with lesson number one, and that's your number one homework assignment for the next 7 days. And there's a lot of review, there's a lot of other stuff in there, and if you think, man, I'm supposed to listen to this every day or read it every day, you want to jump ahead, jump ahead. That's what we love about this course, is if you think, oh man, I think I got this, well, you feel free to jump ahead, but know that this is week number one. So that's lesson number one. You can either listen to it live. It says Live with Marty. You click on that, and it'll start playing. Or you can click on where it says download to print or whatever. It changes from time to time. But it's all right there. Again, Saturday AM Live, underneath the little tab that says I can. Okay? Some of the information is dated. So you're going to hear the co-hosts, Mike DiMuccio and William Todd, talk about stuff that's going, okay, wait a second, why are they talking about San Antonio? Okay, this was recorded in the fall of 2016. The information is not dated. It's not time relative, it's for here and now. The material that Marty teaches is completely timeless, okay? Marty does not have an email. Okay, so that's, again, this is stuff for a year and a half ago. The SAQ, you'll hear that from time to time. Self-awareness questionnaire doesn't exist. Instead, if you really want a really, really simple, bare-bones questionnaire to use with people that you're introducing to NECAN, write out, and this is what Don Fela would call a napkin presentation, write out the five pillars in whatever order you want. But most people, 91% of us, get introduced to NECAN because of a physical. Write out healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy finances, and healthy society. And ask people, if you had to rate those, where would you put yourself at 0 to 100, 100 being you are pegged, you are perfect in that category. How would you rate yourself? And which area do you think in your life, or maybe two, which ones need the most? And talk about it. That's what this company was founded on. That's the best replication of an SAQ, because you're going to hear that from time to time. Homework. The only commitment, the only price that we have to pay for this course is the commitment that we make. And unlike the billboard I saw the other day for Planet Fitness, okay, nationwide gym, no commitment required. This has a commitment. And much like a college course, I've got two kids in college right now. Last year we had two in high school. This year we've got two in college. How's that work? Well, it just does. And they will tell you repeatedly, if they have an hour class time, that's 2 hours worth of homework. Fortunately with this, some of the lessons are 15 minutes, some of them are 25-ish. That's it. However long the lesson is, that's your homework. Except for the memorization that will come in a few weeks' time. So know there is a commitment to that. The more you commit to it, the more you're going to get out of it. If you say, well, I think I can only listen to it maybe two times a week, or I can only read it a couple times a week, well, that's about what you're going to get out of it. And you're going to see that repeatedly over and over and over. The more you put into it, repetition is the key with this course. Each and every week, just like I sent out today, with the exception of Gary, and I think there might be Gary and Janice were the two people I missed, and I'll put you into the group text. I will send out a group text some point before the call, just as a reminder. That's my courtesy to you. And it's always the same time unless something else happens. I don't know what else would happen. But Monday evenings, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. Our goal with caliber of people in this group, it could be fun. But the goal always is to target 30 to 45 minutes. That's the goal. Okay? But again, there are some amazing, and everybody's going to get to hear what I'm talking about when we work on our elevator pitches, our elevator speech, our introduction to NECAN. And those should be 30 to 60 seconds. If you're confused at any point, if you go to the website and you can't figure it out because you knew it was there and then Steve did something crazy and he moved it or he changed the order or whatever, if you can't find it, you're confused about anything, please don't delay. Text me, call me, contact somebody else that's part of the group. It is a group text, so you should be able to see everybody's names there. Actually, you're going to see phone numbers. So we'll figure out that, because as you're going to hear these elevator pitches, you're going to go, ooh, man, I really like that Joanne gal. I'd like to get her number because I'd like to use her for a three-way. Or, Anne, I mean, 67 years young and still water skiing all summer and snow skiing almost, I mean, that's craziness. Who does that? Well, that's Anne. And maybe you're talking to somebody who's in their 40s who wants to be a physical fitness, you know, stuff like that, and you want to leverage Anne. But some of the stories you're going to hear, you're going to want to grab hold of them, and we'll get to that. I'm going to put Rita on the spot and ask her, Rita, what is the biggest pet peeve that Vance has about conference calls? And I call it chatter. But what is the biggest pet peeve that I have that I highly expect all of us, when we get on this call, not to talk about this one subject?
Weather.
The weather. There are so many much better things to talk about. And I've got an arsenal of really corny weather songs. And I swear I will sing them if I hear anybody talking about the weather. Because ICANN attitude, it's such a boring, dull topic. And I'm just telling you, there's just so many great things to talk about. So, we're going to start in reverse order. And I do not know all of y'all's backgrounds, your tenure with NECAN. I know we've got some people that have been in NECAN less than 6 months. And we have some people that have been in NECAN a quarter of a century. So it is a real diverse and yet really deep group that's going to be doing this course with us. So I want to find out who, and I want everybody else to listen up. And I'm just going to go, again, in reverse order as I've got them listed down here on my page. And here's the million-dollar question of the day. What do you want to get, or what do you expect to get out of the next 12 weeks? And be as specific as you possibly can. Lori.
I expect to get to silver.
Okay.
That is my goal, and it remains my goal, and that's what I want to do in the next 12 weeks.
Fantastic. Tyra.
Can you hear me, Dan?
Go for it.
Okay. Qualifying QPPV, 500 every month for the rest of this year. And next quarter, sponsoring 3 new people.
Okay. Gary.
Yes, I've been undisciplined, so I'm looking for some discipline. I know if I have to report in excuse me, weekly, and I know if I have daily assignments, then I've got to do it. So what better place than to start with one's attitude?
Fantastic. Suzanne.
Some
continued focus for myself and a great focus for those of us who are on the same team together so that we can work through things together as a team and myself personally.
Fantastic. And your aunt, right? Anne? Aunt Anne?
Yes, you're right.
Love the family dynamics. We're going to have some fun with that one. What do you want to get out of the next 12 weeks, Anne?
Oh, it's Aunt Anne's turn.
Yes.
I want to focus only on positive in all areas of my life. Completely eradicate negative thoughts.
Ooh, I like that. Fantastic. Sandra.
Yes. I want to do every homework assignment completely. I usually somewhere along the way start missing stuff. I'm not going to do that this time.
And for the former university professor, that's a tall order, isn't it?
It is. It is. But I really want to do every assignment completely every week. And my goal really is to get to gold.
Mm. Okay. Fantastic. Liz.
Oh, this is a tough one, Vance, but I really want to get to qualified platinum. I am a platinum, have been for several years, but not qualified.
Okay. And does everybody, because there's several people that are silvers and golds on the line, that's a 30,000 point commitment. That's what a former pastor friend of mine called a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal.
Uh-huh.
That's huge. Thanks, Liz. D. Welsh.
Oops, I had to get myself off mute.
No worries.
To get to gold.
Okay.
And whatever that takes. And then, you know, a personal decision too separate from Deacon, but Deacon related to gold.
Okay. Colleen Thomas.
Well, I just think it will be great to communicate with all of you, and that's one of the big areas, I think, that would be great, because where I live, we really don't have hardly any other Nican people, and so I think this is just great, just hearing things and all the positiveness that goes on.
So if you had to boil that down into, let's say, 3 or 5 words, what would be the goal or the intention or your expectation of the 12 weeks?
Communication.
Okay. Love it. Selena.
Yeah, I'm listening to everybody else's goals, and I have several. One is to get organized with my business. I'm pretty much a bit sloppy with it. Be more disciplined, and the issue I've always dealt with is not being efficient and following up, and I hope to really achieve the goal of taking this more seriously. And I would like to reach gold also.
Oh my goodness, okay. You're making me write really fast.
Janet.
Janice.
Yes?
And there we go, Janice. 12-week expectation.
My goal is to do a rank advancement and to do my homework.
Okay. And what
what rank advancement would that be?
Be silver to gold.
Okay.
I'd like to, I'm really going for three. I don't know where they are, but I think God and I are going to scuff them out.
Love it. Okay, your fellow Arizonan, Jeannie, Seaton.
You know, Vance, I love that scripture, let this mind be in you, and I think that answered my whole, that's what I wanted. But I agree, I also want to go to Italy. I want to do the platinum thing this year, so that means I got to get to gold from silver, as far as that goes. But I expect a greater ease in sharing Nikan. And ways to serve my customers and my consultants. And I think it, with that mind, the mind of Christ in me, I know that can happen. So this class is so amazing, and that's my expectation, is a greater ease.
Okay, I like it. Mrs. Prestrednik, Vera.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, oh, okay, you're waiting for me, right?
I am. Well, we're all waiting for you.
Okay. Well, I'm here to be with the most positive people I know, and I want to keep that positiveness in my life and also keep improving my health. And I know Nikan products or Nikan as a whole, it's the one for me, and this is why I'm here.
Okay. This is, I mean, there are a dozen people, and you get yet completely a dozen different responses. This is phenomenal. Larry.
Yeah, I need to work on repetition and discipline.
Okay. Joanne. Do we still have Joanne White? Okay. We can come back.
Can you hear me?
There we go. Go ahead, Joanne.
Okay, sorry about that. I need to focus and live in the now and push all my other distractions and commitments to the background, and not take on any new obligations.
Herb Rapp told me this morning, he said, Vance, I know you're busy just like I am. And I said, Herb, I resent that. I said, I am active by choice. And sometimes my wife would tell me I'm way too active. And he said, you know, Vance, that's me. I said, Herb, the difference between busy and active is we're calling the shots. As God brings things across our path, active is saying, you know, I choose the best, not what's good, because good is often the enemy of the best. And I choose. And so that'll happen for you, Joanne. Mom, 12-week goal. What do you want to get out of this? What are your expectations?
Okay. I think I'm off mute now. Organizational skills.
Okay.
Is my main goal, without losing any of my big dreams that I have also.
Got it. With an attachment. Ralph.
Okay. Relaunch my business, regain my enthusiasm, and rank qualification.
Relaunch, regain, and rank. I like it. Okay. Catherine.
QE. Also, to integrate the whole I can attitude into my life. So that's up in the Nikan activities, but throughout. And I really do want to go for silver, so that would be my goal.
Okay. And last but not least, She thought I left her out because I already covered all the East Coast people. All the East Coast folks. Rita Hand, back all the way to New Hampshire. What do you want to get out of the next 12 weeks, Rita?
To be QE'd by the second week of each month, 6 new customers on AutoShip, and 2 or more new consultants.
Right? I like that specific. That is awesome. Okay, I'm hoping, one of my expectations is I'm really, really a big desire is that as each and every one of us shares, that vulnerability, those direct comments, expectations, that should challenge us to a higher level, should challenge us to go deeper. Because as I'm hearing these, I'm going, holy smokes, I set my bar too low. I'm going to raise that up because, man, if they're shooting for that, I need to go for that. And my expectation for the next 12 weeks is to put a nail in the coffin of ever being paid as a gold again. But 12 weeks from now, being paid as a platinum, no options. Not taking gold as an alternative, period. And I know what it takes. That's why I commented on, I got to look back at my list again. Liz, that's a 30,000 point commitment to be paid as a platinum. That's a BHAC. Her breath. I spend part of my Monday morning with that gentleman every single week, as does Rita and several others of us. He challenged me years ago, never set a goal that you can attain, because when you get closer to it, you should move it. Move it a little bit further ahead. That goal. Yes, we need to celebrate our accomplishments, but the purpose, one of the many, many purposes of the ICANN Attitude Program, is that we get the right mindset, we don't do negative, and we don't associate with negative people. You're going to hear William drill that in over and over and over again. And one of the life-altering ahas that I learned a few weeks ago was when one of the members of this group said, Vance, I was that negative person. I had to fix myself. And it's easier to identify other people that are negative, but if that's us, then we have some major changes to make. So questions, comments, concerns. The line is open. Did we cover everything? Did we miss anything?
Differentiate again for me, please, the difference between being active and being busy.
Busy is what a lot of people in the world end up doing, unfortunately, because they're running here and there, and it's like other people are calling the shots, whether it be a spouse or their kids or the grandkids or their work, their boss, their coworkers. But being active, I really think that, and I really feel this way, is that, well, yeah, I can do that. However, I need to put that over there because my focus right now, what's often good is the enemy of what is the best. And that, I think that's the difference between, at least for me, that's what I've discovered. Let's not be busy doing a lot of stuff, you know, throwing a bunch of mud up on the wall. Several of you talked about follow-up, being focused and disciplined. And you'll hear that. I'm calling this person, this prospect, tonight regardless. Or I'm going to stop by their house regardless. It doesn't matter if they may or may not be home. It doesn't matter if they may or may not answer their phone. But being laser-focused, I think that's the big difference for me. Is saying, no, I need to do this.
part of that for me, I think I've learned it the hard way of being a volunteer firefighter, is that when that pager goes off and I see that text come in my phone, I have to make a decision. Do I respond? Is that the best use of my time right now? Yep, I can do that. And that's a tough decision, especially at 2:13 in the morning, when normally I'd be sleeping. Or when I'm sitting down to eat dinner with my family. You learn how to navigate this thing, and especially with the Nikan business, we need to have that laser focus and not be so, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm too busy. Well, start eliminating. That's the real key with a commitment, is we learn what we're going to sacrifice. Any other questions or comments?
Thank you for the what to replace the SAQ with, because I think that is brilliant. And, of course, the five fillers.
It was one of the big hang-ups I know for a lot of us the last go-around, is like, oh, my goodness, he keeps talking about this SAQ. There's other questionnaires out there. However, what I found when I have the time to sit down with somebody and I'm actually doing a Nikan presentation, especially if I don't know them, but that it's a really good one to start with that way.
This is Gary. A comment that that resonated in listening to the recording is Marty said something to the effect that the past doesn't dictate the future. And with some of the other comments in terms of what the goals are, starting here today and moving forward, having a clean slate, that feels pretty good.
Absolutely.
And it's Suzanne, and I just want to echo your comments, Anne, about I said something, but I need to think a little bigger. Thank you, Liz, for your insights.
Let me add as well, if any of you have somebody that you're thinking, as these comments have been shared, these goals, these expectations, and you sit down tonight before you retire and you say, oh man, I wish Sam could be on this call, be part of this group. If that idea, that mind, that name, whatever it may be, comes to your mind, text them the instructions, tell them to jump on Saturday AM Live and click on the ICANN, listen to that 12-minute overview, or excuse me, the 14-minute overview in lesson number 12, and say, man, I'd really love for you to be a part of this group. If we blow out the numbers so much so, then we'll cut the group in half. And I've already talked to some key people that said, you could lead this. But even regardless, even if the group was ginormous, we still can do it and make it work. But if there's somebody that you would wish, especially if they're in your group and you wish, man, I wish they could. I called some people today, and I just point blank asked them, hey, are you ready to do it? And they said, you know, my commitment right now is this, and unfortunately I can't. And I said, hey, now I know exactly where you're at. That's, again, being active by choice rather than busy. So if you think of anybody else, this whole week, plug them in, and it's all there. Unless the internet crashes, all 12 lessons are right there. And again, I will pre-warn you, week number one is kind of repetitive. There's a lot of stuff there going, okay, feel free to jump ahead. And if you're, again, please hear me. If you're confused, don't hesitate texting me. I will do my best. I'm not as fast at responding to emails, but texting I do, regardless of where I'm at, what I'm doing. And my active by choice lifestyle gets a little crazy at times. i.e., those of you who know how to pray, I covet your prayers on Thursday as I do a, what did I calculate out? I think it's 5,400 or 5,600 miles round trip. No, that's too far. No. Yeah, I'm calculating it way off here. 2,600 miles round trip down to Papalote, Mexico, work for a couple days, and then come back. Who knew that a third-generation tin bender and his skills would be so valuable installing plastic gutters in Mexico? But, hey, we knew there was a reason why we didn't throw them away years ago. They got loaded into a van today, and there will be two churches that have plastic gutters on them that did not have gutters before. So the people will not get wet when they go into fellowship every Sunday night. And I get to do it. And carry a bunch of other crazy stuff down too. 3,500 pounds worth of windows and doors and anyways. But I will be back next Monday night for this call. I'm looking forward to you sharing what you gleaned. And by the way, I didn't make that clear. I didn't even announce. I didn't even talk about that. Every single Monday night, the main focus is coming to the call and sharing. This is something back from Humans Being More or Silver Training, those of us who have been around a while, becoming your best self now. What was the greatest aha? What was the greatest life application point that you walked away? And it's going to be hard for some of us because some of these lessons are going to just, you know, nail us to the wall. But if we can boil it down, I like to use the term snapshot. If you had one Polaroid camera snapshot of that lesson and how you applied it to your life, to your business, to your family, to any one of the five pillars, that's what we want to hear about. Because that, if you can take 12 weeks worth of education and boil it down to 12 points, and I encourage you to write these things down. I've even gone as far as, some of you know me, I listen to Marty most often in the shower, and I take a dry erase marker to the clear glass. It's just what I do. Because, man, and again, this is my seventh time doing this. These ideas, these concepts, it's like they're fresh each and every time. And I love applying them to, again, not only our business, but to my life and to our family. And I'll tell you, you won't have any problem 12 weeks from now for most of us. If there's negative people in your life, they won't be there 12 weeks from now. Because they're going to look at you and say, man, yeah, y'all are crazy. That's crazy talk. Because you will completely change your mindset. So on that note, if there's no other questions or comments, I'm going to bid you all farewell for the evening. And I always try to throw in a teaser. This Saturday I will be sharing, actually, Saturday AM Live will be broadcasting from Papalote, Mexico, unless something totally goes bonkers. But there's been a lot of changes. And Larry and I were talking about this super briefly today. The website, it's been completely overhauled. Our customer pages are like, whoa, what did they do? I want to share some insight, and we can blame it on the Mexicans, okay? And here's what I mean by that. There are 7 people in North America that are part of Team Kaizen. There are over 100 from Mexico that are part of Team Kaizen. So I think we can learn something from our brothers and sisters south of the border. So I thought, how appropriate that I would get to be there to talk about these changes that you're seeing on the website. A lot of them, they've grafted from what Luis Casaga has done in the Spanish-speaking countries. And I want to talk about that. And then next Saturday, if it all comes together, I got a call today from Elaine Connolly in Cleveland, and she's got a brand new gal whose daughter is autistic, and has had a complete life turnaround. And her father has, oh, what did I do with my cell phone? She actually texted me the name of the condition, and let me pull it up here just so I can, because this is one that...
I lay on a pad.
Okay, hang on one second. Where did it go? It is called polycystic kidneys. I don't know what that means. I'm going to look it up. That's why I asked her to text it to me. But this is her father, complete life turnaround because of Niken, specifically the water from the waterfall, and cognitive thought, and ability to have his life back. And I can't remember his age, but it sounded like he was quite a bit up there. So I'm hoping I can get her next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but next. So, oh, and then also, please mark your calendar. Very, very important, pivotal information for the next kickoff call. I know it's a little ways away, but you don't want to ever miss those. And some of the kickoff calls will fall during this 12 weeks on a Monday night. So that's all the more reason why we will finish in 30 to 45 minutes.
Vance, I've got one question about, are we actually on, especially for those who've been with the ICANN multiple times, is this actually ICANN 8 for you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's 7 for me. I know for Jeannie, it's 8.
Eight.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Isn't Thank that you. The number for new beginnings?
No, it is.
Vance, I have a question. I know that we always confirmed our repetition to William. Is that something that we're doing also? Are we confirming the repetition, like that we did our homework with you?
You know, I think I'm going to let you do that. You can be your own best advocate or your own best accountability.
Okay.
That would be a lot of texts back and forth. It would be fun. And by the way, I will text you, and I encourage you to start right now, tonight, at least even reading through it. I will text everybody that's on the line right to this evening, and I'll even make sure, Larry, I send it to Pat's phone, because you don't get these attachments on your phone, the ICANN attitude mantra, because I took a screenshot of it, and it's tiny. So you may have to enlarge it or whatever, or email it to yourself or whatever. But it's on the website. It's in lesson number one. But I'm going to give it to you so you've got it in your phone. Because I wake up every single morning, and it's the fourth thing that crosses my lips before my feet hit the floor. And I've been doing that since September of 2016. So... it's very, very powerful when you commit it to memory, and the sooner you do it, the better. But get that and start working on that right away, because it's life altering. And trust me, if you knew what I've got to experience, the privilege, the obstacles dressed up, or the opportunities dressed up like overalls. One of the big ones was a $2 million lawsuit that my brother and I were part of, or supposedly a part of, and being on the witness stand in Multnomah County Court, wow, literally going, man, I'm calling on my ICANN attitude. You 14 jurors and you, Mr. Judge, I got an ICANN attitude. I prayed really hard that day, too. However, it was the ICANN attitude that got me through it. So, anyways, that was just one of the fun things that I've gotten to apply. And the biggest thing is, you know, our family dynamics and our business growth. And one other thing that just popped into my mind, if you can't be on the call live on Monday because of an appointment, that's fine. We're not legalists here. And if you want to listen to the group comments, you'll just need to let me know, and I can show you, or I can send it to you. It's not the easiest to find. But I can send you the link to listen to this, because we will record it. But if at all possible, getting on it live is the best ideal way to go. So if there's no other questions or comments?
Grant,
or
I got a quick question, because I got on late and didn't check the site. Lesson one, do we read it once a day, more than once a day? I don't remember from when I did it a long time ago.
I believe, and I'm waiting for some interjection here, I think, if I remember correctly, it's actually reading through it 5 times a day.
5 times? Yes, 5.
And that's the mantra.
Okay, that sounds familiar. Okay, all right, just want to double check. Okay.
Yeah, and once you commit it to memory, it takes me 1 minute and 35 seconds. And I mean, I can set a stoplight or a traffic signal and get through it sometimes. I mean, it depends on how long the signal is, but it's quite a bit of fun.
You can read it or listen to it, but it's 5 times a day.
Yep.
Right, okay, yep.
And it's a small, small time commitment. Very,
sure.
Very small. Okay, gang. I can smell an amazing dinner wafting its way up into my my bedroom, so that means it's time for me to go.
I have a question.
Yes, another quick question?
Yeah, I have a question. How can you listen to this?
On the ICANN tab, Vera.
Okay.
That on Saturday AM Live, and each and every lesson 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 12, it says in light blue, it says Live with Marty. You click right there.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And while on that note, if you usually listen to it or you get into that rut like I do, I would encourage you to read it at least one time during the 12 weeks, each one of the lessons, because you're going to find that Marty has graphs and charts and other things, other illustrations in there that you're not going to get via the audio. So if you're a reader, great, but then you should also listen to it at least once. Whichever one you do, deviate at least once during the week, because the learning curve is absolutely huge. So, okay, gang, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I am absolutely thrilled to be going through this with you, and I do hope, as I said at the very, very beginning, that these expectations that you've shared, I know, I'm 100% confident you're going to see these things accomplished when we put the I Can attitude to the test. So, have a great week. And if there's anything that I can do on my end, don't hesitate texting, calling, whatever I can do. And I'll talk to you next Monday, if not before.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Travel.
Ciao for now.
Fun,
Liz.
Travel.
Bye.